If you want to turn your Bible this morning to Acts chapter 16. Amen. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 16. Let's go back to verse 20. Acts chapter 16, verse 20. And said, it brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awaked out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Very familiar passage this morning. You've heard it preached ever which way. But I'd like to preach this morning on this thought, if God will be my help, on the steps to salvation. The steps to salvation. We see here that Paul and Silas are down there, and they're preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're putting out the truth everywhere they go. They can't help it. It's in them and it's coming out of them. And the magistrates don't like it because it's causing them some difficulties, even hitting into their profit margin. I want to say, praise God, God ain't in this thing for the profit. God's in this thing, praise God, to get glory. I'm glad that this morning that we can come and give God glory and praise in His house for all His goodness to us. That's already been said this morning. God is a good God all the time, amen? And all the time, God is good. And we see the Lord a blessing and helping in this. And we see God a moving to say, take these disciples, the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul and Silas, and they take them and they rip off their clothes and they beat them with the rod, amen? Put the stripes upon their back and they commit them to the jailer to keep locked up fast. They said, you take him and you hold him fast. And they take him down to the innermost part of the prison, and he made their feet fast in the stocks. Now I'm going to say it's not bad enough that they'd already been humiliated. It's not bad enough that had their clothes right off and they'd been beaten. But he took them in the innermost part of the jail, the prison. He put them in stocks with their feet in stocks locked up. Amen. Where they couldn't even move around, where they couldn't have any possibility of comfort. Amen. I'm going to say a lot of us, praise God, getting that caught up in any kind of situation like this, we would just quit. We'd give up and say, oh Lord, why me? But the Bible said these two fellows didn't do that. And they got there probably, might have been probably close to the worst time of their life. Amen. But praise God, Paul said, Bible said about midnight, as Paul and Silas was locked up in there, Holy Spirit of God got to deal with their heart. They got to recognizing how big, how God was, how big a God they had. And they began to praise His name. Said they began to pray. I can just hear in my mind's eye as I see them as they begin to cry out to a thrice holy God. Said, oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we was found worthy to be stripped and beaten for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we could be persecuted for the cause of Christ. They began to pray. They began to pray and cry out to God and give God glory. And then praise God, when they had finished praying, the Bible said they set out in a hymn. They said, glory be to God. He is so good. We're just going to sing praises and give God glory for what He's doing in our lives and our hearts, what He's already done and what He's going to do. Praise God, He's going to bring us past this place we're in. He's going to lift us up. He's going to bring us out. Don't you know, He was a stirring in that prison when they began to pray and praise God. Amen. He said, how do you know? Because that's what happens around here. I don't know why we're afraid to do it. amen, to pray and praise God, praise God. Amen, it gets things stirred up. I'm afraid the old devil's trying to slip us a counterfeit. Now we just need to be quiet. Just sit down. Don't say nothing. Praise God. It's time that God's people rose up, amen, with prayer upon our lips, asking God to help us, to help you, to help me, to help the church, to help the community, to help our nation, help our leaders, praise God, so we can rise up and shout one more time. Amen. Praise God. We need it, youngs. We need that shout back. We need to praise God and give God some glory for all that He's doing. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm seeing God doing miracles all around us. I'm seeing God touching people, praise God, I never thought He could touch. But we pray, believe, and glory be to God that we might receive, that they might receive that touch of God. That God reached down where they're at, from the guttermost to the uttermost, with that great big arm of God, reached down to where they're at, pluck them out of the muck and the mire, and put their feet upon a solid foundation. Amen. If there's ever been a time that we need some soundness, it's in the day and the hour that we live. So we see this jailer, he's there. We see these things going on there in the jail, praise God. We see Paul and Silas praising God, praying to God, talking to God. And we see this jailer, he gets under Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. I want to say there is such a thing as Holy Ghost conviction. Ain't something to praise God as the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God when He begins to move upon your heart through the Word of God, through the preaching of God, through the singing, even the songs of God are able to reach out there and touch our heart to the convicting of the soul. Amen. So this jailer becomes under conviction because of some thing. Now, number one, praise God, because of a continued faith. Amen. The faith of Paul and Silas. Amen. But just because they got in a situation, praise God, it didn't change their faith. It didn't take away from them. It didn't take away from their God. Not one whit of evidence, amen, that they were still a child of the King. It don't matter what we go through in this world, praise God, that God is still God and He'll always be God. We can stand the test of time. We can stand the test of persecution. We can stand the test of trials and errors in this world, praise God. And no matter what we go through, realize, praise God, just like He was with those three Hebrew children in a fiery furnace, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ promised He'd still be there with us. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to say, it always amazed me that they come out and He's still in the fire. Amen. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's still in the fire. Amen. So that when we cross through there, He'll be there with us. So they pray and praise God. They had that continual faith. The Bible says when they'd stripped their clothes off of Him and commanded them to be beaten, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, cast them into prison and charged the keeper to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the innermost part of the prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Amen. Praise God. There was a faith there, a continued faith that they could see in these fellas. There was a faith there, praise God, that this old jailer couldn't get over. I wonder today if we have that kind of faith where people see us, praise God, we go through a difficulty, we go through a hard time, and we come out shouting the praises of God. Amen. They may think we're kind of peculiar, but that's all right. Amen. Just go ahead and just praise God when you're in a bad place. And just like you praise Him when you're on a mountaintop, praising God for all the goodness that He's bestowed upon you. Praise God. Having done all, just praise God. Amen. Amen. The jailer was brought under conviction by that continuing faith of these two fellows. That continuing faith, praise God, that was proclaimed through the whole jailhouse. The Bible says that they all heard it. Amen. They all heard the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. They all heard the praying of Paul and Silas. They all heard those songs of praise that they lifted up for their mouth with their feet being in stocks. They couldn't stand and sing, but praise God, they could lift up their voices to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ain't no singer. Everybody knows that. They probably just assume I sat down. But glory be to God, I'm glad I can lift up my voice and say glory to God in the high. And because He is my Savior this morning. He's the one that died for me. He paid a price, praise God, that I couldn't pay. Amen. You're here this morning, praise God. If you're lost, it's your own fault because Jesus paid a price for you. And He come to redeem those that are lost, to buy them, praise God, from that awful thing called sin. Amen. So they had a continuing faith, which brought a convicting fear. A fear fell upon this old fella. Amen. He was in there in that jailhouse, praise God. And he had seen these things, praise God. And he had heard these things. And he drifts off to sleep, praise the Lord. As he's sleeping there, all of a sudden the ground began to shake. And I believe God shook him awake. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to say that's what God does to you. That's what He does to me. That's what He's going to do for our loved ones, our children, our family members that's lost and undone without God. I pray God one day in a little while, He's going to shake them awake, just like that old jailer was shaken awake. And He's going to say, listen, you don't have to die and go to hell. He's a Savior that loves you. He's a Savior with a compassion and love in His wings to embrace you and draw you unto Himself. Amen. It's that convicting power of God. It brought fear into him. Amen. And said to the keeper of the prison, amen. And suddenly there's a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Man, the very foundations. I remember the night God saved me. He shook me to my very foundation. He shook me down below that I was a living and trusting in. Praise God. He shook my foundation up. He showed me a place, praise God, that was far better to build upon than what I'd been trying to build upon. I want to say God's got a better place, youngins, for me and you to build, for you and I to build upon this evening or this morning if we'll just trust Him. Praise God. We have a more perfect place to build. Foundation of the Lord. But He said earthquake was it. So the foundation was shaking and the prison was shaking. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands was loosed. Amen. Praise God. Do you remember today God shook you, praise God, to the foundation of your soul and set you free from the bondage of sin. Amen. Glory be to God. If you're here today and you're still living under that bondage of sin, praise God, you ought to just come to old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, just take a binding off of me and set me free. Amen. You say, who can do that? Jesus Christ, your Lord. He can set you free this morning from that bondage of sin. I'm talking about a jailer's conviction. He come under that bondage. He was under that bondage. He was tied up. I believe he was shackled just as much as Paul and Silas was. Amen. How do you know? Because he is shackled to sin. Sin's an awful thing to be caught up in. To be bound up. It holds you tighter than you want to be held. And it won't let you go. But praise God, I'm glad there's something that will. Amen. It brought conviction to his heart. And the keeper of the prison waked out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open. He drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. See, he was in bondage to his job. He's in bondage to his people. He's in bondage to that place that he was in. But glory be to God, when them prison bars was loosened, praise God, there was something happened to this old prison guard. He come out of there with convicting power on his heart. Amen. He had heard those prayers. He had heard those songs. Amen. He praised God. You know how people do today? They pretend like they're tuning it out. You get to talking about the Lord and a whole lot of our people. Hello? I'm just preaching choir to a whole lot of our people. We get to talking about the Lord, they'll turn their back. Amen. Like they're not listening. But Brother Don, what they do, they sit there and you see them like this. Uh-huh. They pretend that this old flesh will have them pretend like they don't want to hear it. But praise God, their ear can't help but listen. Amen. You have any like that? I've got a whole lot of family like that, praise God. And they want to pretend like they don't hear, but they want to hear everything you got to say about the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to be lifted up. They want hope. They want to be encouraged. Amen. So they're listening. Amen. It don't take rocket science to figure out they're paying attention. This old prisoner, this old prison guard was paying attention and it brought conviction in his heart. Not only was they convicting fear, but they was concerned friendliness. Amen. Paul said to him, he would have killed himself, but verse 20 said, but Paul cried with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Amen. He was concerned. Paul said, hey, listen, amen. Don't hurt yourself. You don't need to do that. Praise God. We're everyone right here. Amen. That concerned friendliness, praise God. I won't say, praise God, it's a whole... You know the old saying, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Amen. Praise God, we want Holy Ghost conviction on folks around us today, praise God. We need to put out a little bit more honey. Amen. Need to be just a little bit more sweeter, praise God. Amen. You catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Amen. If God help us to be sweet, have a kindness, a compassion... A concerned friendliness, praise God, for the lost is where you should preach. We need to go hang out with them and say that. I said, just pray God, love them, amen, as a Christian, that they could see Christ in us, amen, and believe and realize that there is some hope. Amen. Help us, God. We need it. We need that encouragement. So this old fellow got under conviction. Convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God. That's what brought it, amen. It was that continuing faith, that convicting fear, and that concerned friendliness, amen. That friendliness of someone, praise God, that he didn't even know. Amen. A lot of times I think we gotta know somebody before we tell them about Jesus. I don't think so. Amen. We tell everybody we see. You go down there to the hospital. I go down there to the hospital, praise God. Going up in the elevator. If you got a captive audience there for depending on what floor they're going to. Amen. Praise God. You get down on the first floor and you're both going to the eighth floor. You've got about a minute and a half there if you get with it. You can tell somebody about Jesus. Praise. Let them know that you love them, and Jesus loves them too. Amen. No matter what trial they're going through, no matter what they're going to face when they get up there to that eighth floor, praise God, there's a Savior that loves them. Amen. Tell them you'll be praying for them, glory to God. God's able, praise. He's bigger than that affliction. Amen. But there was something that took place. It brought conviction on this old fella's heart. Amen. Not only did it bring conviction, but it brought conversion. See, what we got to have, conviction. A conviction that brings conversion. Amen. And that conversion it had was simple. Praise God. Simple conversion. But it brought a radical change in this fella. Amen. He says in verse 33 that they went from beating to bathing their wounds. Just a little while later, probably a little while before, praise God, they was probably beating them with the rods and he was cheering them on. Amen. But praise God, a simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll change all that. You won't want to beat the brethren with a stick no more, praise God. You'll want to heal their wounds. You'll put that balm of Gilead. You want to lift them up and pray for them and help them praise God for the goodness he's going to do in their life. Amen. Making that, having a cause, making a difference. Amen. The plan of salvation, simple. Just trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll move you from one place to another. I like what Brother Bill used to always say, if ain't no change, ain't no chance. When something big as the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart. And we know that we're saved because we're led of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Amen. That Spirit of God's leading us unto that that's right and away from that that's wrong. Amen. That conviction comes. Conversion comes. It changes us from the inside out. It's something that's simple. So simple that even a little child can understand it, praise God. We see that old jailer as he took them out and began to clean them up. Amen. Not only was it simple, but it was sudden. It didn't take all day. Amen. It brought a rejoicing condition in just a few minutes. Amen. Verse 34 says, when he had brought them out of his house, he said to them, meet before him and rejoiced. Amen. He rejoiced in what he had got from God. He wasn't ashamed of it. He wasn't afraid of it, praise God. He was rejoicing in the Lord. He come from a place of from beating to bathing. He come from a place from rejecting to rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Giving God praise for all that he's done. We take a lot for granted, don't we? We get up every morning. God gives us the strength to get up out of that bed, put our feet upon the floor, praise God, and get our coffee together and head out the door. And we don't stop and think what a blessed people we are. There's a lot of folks in this world today, praise God. I see it every day at the hospital. Amen. That ain't able to get up by themselves. They ain't able to go. They don't have what we have. Amen. A lot of people don't have a church where they can come through. Don't have a church family who love them and care for them. But I'm glad, praise God, that we have something that's simple, and we have something that's sudden that come upon us, praise God. And it gave us that encourage. Amen. That we had rejected and denied and turned back, praise God. All of a sudden we come in rejoicing in it. Amen. I love to see the brother and sister lifting their hands and say, glory to God, it's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus, the preacher, I don't do that. You ought to try it. Amen. You ought to just try it. Praise. Every time you come to the house of God, just raise your hand and say, glory to God. Amen. Amen. It'll change your whole attitude. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't feel like it. Praise God, we're not running on feelings. Amen. We're running to what we know. We know what we're running to, what Jesus Christ done for us on Calvary. Amen. I want to get up every morning and say, Jesus, thank you for this day that you've made. I'm just going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. But we don't do it that way. Before we get out of the bed, the devil comes along and he says, why don't you just rejoice and be mad in it? Huh? Amen. So you weren't misreading that. Amen. You've got like, you're like me, you got that dyslexia where you're turning the letters around. Amen. He said we're supposed to be rejoice and be glad in it, not mad in it. We're supposed to be glad, excited about the day God's give us. Every day you say, preacher, I have to get up and go work and it's a hard. Yeah, but praise God you can. Amen. Glory to God, we ought to praise Him because we can. Amen. We ought to pray. When we come to the house of God, we ought to praise Him because we can. Oh, we have an opportunity. These people around this world, praise God, that's being killed tonight for their faith. Amen. And we have an opportunity to come in and praise Him without any hindrance. Amen. Not without any restriction. We can come in, lift up our hands, lift up our voices, praise Him to the top of the ceiling, praise God, for all His goodness. Amen. Praise God. It was a convicting power that brought conversion power to this old Philippian jailer, praise God. Not only was it simple and sudden, but it was scriptural. Amen. It met Bible. It met the qualifications of the Bible. Amen. It was called a revealed conversion. It caused it to be revealed that people could see what happened. I want to say, praise God, if you claim to be saved and nobody's seen the difference, nobody, it's not been revealed to somebody, Lord, because I'd check up. Amen. When God saved me, praise God, I couldn't wait to get home. Amen. I called everybody, all my aunts, my uncles, I called everybody I had numbers to. Amen. Called my neighbor up, Miss Myrtle, who took me under wing, loved me, taught me in Sunday school, praise God. On a Wednesday night, I got saved. I called her when I got home. I said, Miss Myrtle, I got saved. Glory be to God. She heard the phone hit the floor. She went running through the house, shouting and praising, giving God glory. Amen. She was excited about it as I was. Amen. Baby, we ought to be excited about seeing conversion. Somebody get saved. Somebody get born again. Glory to God. I think we've lost our excitement. Amen. I see people get saved. Praise God. It thrills my soul for a while. But not only was it simple and sudden, but scriptural. Paul says in 1 Peter says in verse 1:23, he said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. You see what took place here in this jailer's life in verse 31. It said, and they said, believe. He said, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Amen. The reason our folks ain't being saved is we don't believe like we should. Amen. Amen. If we believed that we had to be saved to know it. If we believe that Jesus is coming again, amen, and we need to be looking up and watching, praise God. If we believed that with all our heart, we'd be begging God to help get them in. Amen. If we believed, we trust in the Lord, what He said, if we relied on what He said, His Word that He speaks to us, amen, if we adhered to the knowledge that we have of God, He'd begin to change us, amen. He'd begin to help us to get it in our hearts, amen. We need to see souls saved. So we see a jailer's conversion. It was simple. It was sudden. Praise God. But it was scriptural. Amen. There's a lot of conversions today that's happening. It's not scriptural. There's a lot of places you go and they say, well, just sign your name on a card. There's a lot of places you go where they say, well, you just do this. Just show up on such and such day and we're going to baptize you and you'll get in. Amen. I want to say, praise God, it's being changed by conversion, by the Holy Spirit of God, by conviction. Amen. To the place where we come and we say, Lord God, forgive me, a sinner. And then we enter into baptism, say, oh, God, please help me just go off into that grave, dying off the sin and coming out living for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. If not, it's just a dead ritual. Amen. It's just a dead ritual. Praise God. There is a way. Amen. Conviction brings conversion. Amen. And when you get conviction, when you get conversion, praise God, you get a confession. Amen. I believe there was a confession took place here. I believe that old Philippian jailer, I believe he began to praise God and give Him some glory. I believe somewhere between verse 32 and verse 33, I believe the old Philippian jailer, amen, they said that they told him that him and his house could be saved. And they said they spake unto him, verse 32, the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. I believe they preached the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ to him and his family. I believe, praise God, there was a convicted power come upon him. There was a conversion power come upon him. And I believe it brought out a confession out of his lips. Amen. I don't think a bigger thing is Lord Jesus Christ moving your heart and you don't want to tell somebody. Amen. I believe you want to tell everywhere you go. Praise God. Let me tell you what Jesus is doing for me. Amen. Tell what Jesus, praise God. Not me. But let me tell you what Jesus helped me with. Had talked to a fellow the other day, boy, he was just appraising the Lord. And I eased over closer, praise God, because I wanted to see what was going on. Hey, man, I'm kind of nosy that way. But praise God, he was just appraising God. He said, he was just telling some folks. He said, the devil had me in his arm, in his hands. He was taking me down for the last time. But glory be to God. He said, I began to cry out. And I cried out to God. I said, Lord, help me. Jesus, I'm an old sinner. I need your help. He said, that's exactly what I pray. And he said, it's like them hands of the devil was released from me. He said, I come out of there fresh and new, glory to God. He said, there's something, praise God, got a hold of me. He said, I was a drunk and a drug addict. Amen. He said, but for 6 years, glory be to God, he was telling that person, he said, I've been free of all that. Amen. What are you talking about? He said, they was conviction, they was conversion, they was confession. Amen. He was telling how he got out, praise God. Amen. If you are caught up in a burning building, amen. Listen to me. If you're caught up in a burning building, fire's all around you, and it looks to you like there's no way of escape nowhere. There's no way to you get out. The doors is all blocked. The windows all blocked. And you're in the middle of that burning building with fire everywhere, getting hotter and hotter. Your breath is going. You can't breathe. And all of a sudden, praise God, somebody busts through the door with a water hose. Amen. They make a way of escape. Glory be to God. And you take that out. Amen. You say, glory to God. And you run out that door. Amen. Saved. Don't you think you're going to tell that? Praise God. Amen. Don't you think that'll be a story you could tell to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your sons and your daughters? Praise God. And and all your loved ones. Amen. Tell them how, praise God, you was brought out of the fire. Amen. Delivered safe. Just about the time you thought you was going to end, praise God, a great delivery come. Amen. Birthed out of that, praise God, taken out. Well, how much more should we tell about the Lord Jesus Christ when He keeps us out of the damnation of hell? He came to where we's at, saved us for everybody's marvelous grace. We ought to have it to tell, praise God, what Jesus done for me. I know I was going down to hell. I knew what hell was. I realized how. I told you, I've seen the demons of hell at the foot of my bed. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a God of heaven. Amen. He said, you don't have to worry about that no more. My name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. No, and there ain't no man got an eraser. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Praise God to the uttermost. I'm saved unto the day of redemption. When the Lord comes, gets me, takes me out of here. Praise God. And I've got some words to say till I get there. I believe between verse 32 and verse 33, Brother Bill, I believe that old Philippian jailer had something to say. Amen. I believe he praised and took two or three laps around the house. I believe every time one of them little old young'uns got birthed into the family, praise God, one of them come and said, Paul said, would you please? He said, I need to be saved. And he told them what they need to be do according to the words of God. Amen. They come out of there and say, woo, woo. I believe that old Philippian jailer took him another lap, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Got back around there. Praise God. About the time he got over there, I believe Mrs. Philippian jailer. Praise God. I believe she come out. About the time he come back around the house, come back in the door. Praise God. I believe she was going, whoa, glory. I believe that old Philippian jailer, praise God, took him another lap. Amen. Leaping, jumping, praising God. Amen. Why? Because there was some conviction. There was some conversion. Praise God. There's a profession. When folks come up and they say, glory to God, He saved me by His marvelous grace. Never be ashamed of your confession. Amen. If you're ashamed of confession, you're ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of Him this morning. I mean, I love Him with all my heart. Thank God He loved me. But he said they was a confession by words. They was confession by His works. Look at verse 33. He said, and He took them the same hour of the night. Now watch this. And washed their stripes. Amen. The same hour, praise God, praise the Lord. When he got saved, he took him out there and he went from beating to bathing. He began to bathe their wounds. Amen. He began to come alongside them and strengthen them the best he could. Those that was being persecuted just a little while ago. Those that he had locked up in the stocks. God had been turned loose. And he said, fellas, what must I do to be saved? They said, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, he come out a believer. Amen. Praise God. I hope everybody in here comes out a believer. I hope we can finish this walk of life as believers. Come out shouting and praising God for all His glory. Amen. I believe you come out believing. I believe you come out by His works. He said He took them and He washed their stripes. I believe He took and cleaned them up. Praise God. Maybe give them a new garment. Put a little salve on those stripes, those bad places where they'd beat them. Amen. And he said, hey, fellas, said, do you feel better now? Is everything okay? Anything else I can do for you? Amen. Hey, I want to get you a little bit of food. Well, I got the wife. She's fixing you some food. She's going to feed you. And I know you're hungry. Got to be thirsty. Amen. You ain't had nothing. They're going to take care of you. Is there anything else I can do for you, fellas? And he said, oh, said, sir, you've been so kind. Amen. You've been so kind. He said, well, said, I've got something I want to ask you. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, if you've got the strength, if you can, amen, praise God, I'd like for you to baptize me and my family. I mean, I'd like to get in all the way, praise God. I'm not going to just stop right here, amen. I'm going to go all the way with Jesus. Amen. I'm going to take this old sinful self, praise God, I'm going to plunge it up under that water, and I'm going to rise up in that newness of life, at that Jesus that you told me about, the one I'm believing in and believe it all can bring me out of. I believe old Paul and Silas, boy, I believe they got excited. Amen. I believe they got the round folks. Said, come on, young, we're having a baptizing. Amen. Mr. Jailer's wanting to get in with his family. Praise God. Boy, wouldn't it be something? I'm looking forward to it. Next Sunday night, we're going to have a baptizing. And I get to baptize Brother Lynn and Miss Rhonda and Miles and Trinity. Get to baptize the family, praise God. Amen. They want to die out to this world and say, preacher, we want to rise up in newness of life. Amen. To serve the Lord Jesus all the days of our life, praise God. I'm talking about the steps of salvation. Conviction to conversion to confession. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. You say, preacher, it can't be that simple. It's just that simple. It's absolutely that simple today. Amen. Just believe on it. When the Holy Ghost of God convicts your heart, when He converts you, changes your mind, praise God. That's what changing your mind and changes your heart. Yep. Amen. A lot of times, the Word of God will change your mind, but it don't make it down to her heart. Well, you know how I know that? Because you hear something here and you say, oh God, that's me. Lord, that's me they're talking about. This is what I'm in. And you know it in your head. God brings it to your head, but it never goes to your heart. Why? Because you go home, praise God, and you forget about all of it. There's never no changes take place. I'm saying, praise God, Holy Ghost conviction will bring a conversion that'll bring a confession where God brought you out of it. Amen. You're not that man you used to be, not that woman you used to be, not that boy or girl you used to be. You're headed on a new path, an upward direction, praise God. With the power of God all over you. Amen. For God's glory. So he confessed by works. He was baptized. No, he confessed by works, but he confessed by worship. Amen. Listen to what he says. He said, when he had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Amen. He worshiped and he praised God, said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing me out. Amen. The Lord Jesus brought him out of that, praise God. And he confessed. He confessed by his worship. He praised God. That's the way we, amen. You can tell whether somebody's a child of God or not, whether they want to worship God. Amen. Anybody that comes in that door ought to be able to look at you and say, and when they see you up here praising the Lord, giving God glory. Amen. Praise God. They love Jesus. Now I'm not talking about cutting the shine. I'm just talking about doing what we can for the Lord Jesus Christ, getting in here and being part of it. Amen. Getting excited about what Jesus has done, the prospect we have of eternal life in Christ. Excited about that. Telling it everywhere we go. Lifting up a holy hand, saying, glory to God in the highest, Brother Kevin, every time we can get together in the presence of God. Amen. Because it's good. And it's that confession, praise God, worshiping God. That's the best opportunity we have to show people that we love Jesus. Amen. And we're in a place here where it's supposed to be proper. It's supposed to be the thing that we do. Amen. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to worship the Lord in the house of God. Amen. It's the right thing to do. And it's the right thing to do right now. Amen. These are the steps to salvation. They're plain, they're simple, but they're real. Amen. You say, what happened to this Philippian jailer? Praise God, he was saved and born again. Amen. By the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. There was a convicting power come upon him. Let me ask you a question, Mark. Have you ever been under conviction? Hello? If you've ever been saved, you've been under conviction. If you've never been under conviction, then you've never been saved. Amen. It takes the Holy Spirit of God to convict you, to show you that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. You say, well, preacher, I've never really been that bad. Yeah, but you've never really been that good. Amen. The Bible said we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin's death. We're going to die because of sin. But amen, he said, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can live forever because of grace. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody ought to just take a lap for me. Amen. Saved by the marvelous grace of God, and we know it. Convicting power set in. Conversion came to where we're at. It converted us from what we were to who we can be. Amen. We're not perfect yet, but we're headed that direction. Striving for perfection. Amen. Seeking to be as good as we can for the glory of God. In the righteousness of Christ Jesus, not our own righteousness, which is filthy rags, but in the righteousness of a righteous Savior who's promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but He'd always be there with us. Amen. So that we can come out of here with a profession, just praising God, rejoicing and worshiping in the Lord, giving Him praise and honor and glory for all that He's done for us, for taking away that old life, and praise God for putting... You know what's wrong with most people? I'll tell you what's wrong with most Baptists, especially us fundamental, independent, Bible-believing Baptists. Amen. We're afraid of if we truly get in, of what we'll have to give up. Amen. We're afraid, well, preacher, you know, if I really get in, I'll have to quit doing this, and I'll quit going... Praise God, I want to say, for everything that you have to give up, God will put three things new in your heart. Amen. He'll put a different hope, a different attitude, a different prospect for life down in our souls, praise God, when we submit ourselves to Him and we resist the devil. You say, preacher, I'm just no match for the devil. No, you're not. But He said if we'll resist the devil, put up a resistance, that He'll flee from us. Amen. You just have to say, you know what, devil, you have no right away in my heart. And devil, I don't want you in my mind. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. And the devil can't do nothing with that. He has to turn tail and run, praise God. He said, I'll get you the next time. But praise God, when the next time comes, He knocks on the door, as Brother Plemons, you say, just let Jesus answer it. Amen. You say, Lord, it's for You. Amen. Glory be to God. And the devil, he'll quit his knocking. He'll quit bad. Praise God, and he'll go on down the road. Amen. You may face things like that in your home. You may face temptation in your workplace. They may be things, adverse things that come at you every day. But praise God, when they come at us, if we'll just have a confession, Lord Jesus Christ, through a profession, through a possession, just say, Lord Jesus, You're mine. I'm Yours, praise God. I need Your help. Amen. You say, preacher, will that work? That'll work every time. Amen. It'll work every time. And then the Bible said the devil has to flee because you put up that resistance. They just say, you know what? I can't. But Lord Jesus, You can. And we put it back. You know what? That's just following the steps of salvation. A convicting power, the conversion power, amen, to lifting up our voices, praise God, and just giving glory through our confession, saying, Lord Jesus, I know I can't, but You can. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning in closing. Let me ask you a question, a simple question. Amen. What have you got in your life that you need help with? Is there some issue in your life? We all got issues. Amen. And that's why they make tissues, right, for your issues. They make you sad. They break your heart. And we've all got them. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, what's too big for our God? When we come to Him, praise God, He convicts us, showing us things in our life. Amen. He wants to convert us. He wants to bring us back. See, He told Peter, He said, when you've changed your mind, when you got back where you need to be, you're going in the direction you ought to be going. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to use you in a mighty way. Amen. I want to say God wants to use us today, young, in a mighty way. Amen. But if we take these steps of salvation, conviction, conversion, praise God, and have a confession, Lord Jesus Christ, say, praise God, I know that He's real. Amen. Yeah, do you know this day? And what I'm asking you, do you know that He's real and He's really on your side? He wants to help you today. Well, as you stand with me to your feet today,